welcome to episode 67 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
I'm Chris.
I'm Lumpy.
It's not the first time that you jumped in like that. And
well, because last episode he told me he waits for me. He didn't wait for me this time.
Yeah, I know. And we've had this problem in like the third episode when you did the same exact thing as a result of us telling us you came in too late. Yeah.
And this time you caught me off guard because I was expecting you to take forever.
Yeah, and don't take forever.
At least this time you didn't blow out the microphone. That's something.
It's true.
And this is the review show that reviews comics chronologically, kind of. All right, we're going into Detective Comics number 69. This is November 1942, so I guess this is our Thanksgiving issue.
Yeah.
It was written by Joseph Green, which is not Bill Finger. So this was written by a different guy. Penciled by Bob Kane, inked by Jerry Robinson to George Russo, lettered by Ira Schnapp, edited by Whitney Ellsworth, executive editor Whitney Ellsworth, and the cover artist is Jerry Robinson.
No Finger.
Yeah, no. That's weird. This one is called The Harlequin's Hoax, and it is 13 pages long. All right, now, Lumpy, what's happening on the cover?
The Joker has two pistols, which are actually Glock-style pistols, which I was kind of surprised about. And he's a genie coming out of a lamp.
Just noticed that. Yeah, I thought he was just...
No, he's a genie coming out of a lamp. And he's pointing the two pistols at Batman and Robin.
So it says Madcap Menace grips Gotham City when the Joker duels Batman and Robin, the Harlequin Hoax. What is Madcap?
Silly? I don't know.
I mean, I think it's something to do with comedy, but I never...
Comedy, right. No, me neither. I never actually thought about it. They say, like, look at this madcap scene, you know, but I never actually ever thought of the definition of madcap. It's weird.
No, I have no idea. I don't even know if I've ever even heard it before.
I mean, it's associated with, like, old-time comedy, but...
It says, marked by capriciousness, recklessness, or foolishness. Madcap.
That explains nothing, but okay.
Yeah, you want me to look it up on Urban Dictionary? Because I'm sure it means something else there.
No thanks, I'm good. Anyway, this comic is still 10 cents. Anything else to say about the cover besides a new winner, the Boy Commandos again?
Again with the Commandos, no. That's it.
All right.
I don't see, where is the signature on the Bob Kane?
It's usually on the splash page.
Oh, it's on the splash page, you're right. I see it on the splash page.
All right.
Is it my turn?
Before we go into the comic proper, we have a couple of book reviews to go through.
And we got to do our book reviews.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, Chris, how was Black Stallion?
It was okay. I give it a 7 out of 10.
All right. Lumpy, how about yours? The Gaucho one.
It was really warm in the book, and the Gauchos were overdressed for the heat, and it was great. It was really good. A 3 out of 10.
Okay. Okay, so...
Where's your book, TJ?
I didn't pick one.
But why not?
Because he's going to read this one from this.
Have to decipher Superman's secret code.
Oh, okay. I bet it's about war bonds and stamps.
But before we go further, we can still win more cash prizes. We got new books for you guys.
Oh, nice.
Do you want Salute, Government Hunter, Hydracked Kidnap, Mr. Olay, Children of the Sea, Augustus Goes South, White Reindeer, Lassie Come Home, or Meetin' House Bay?
I want Augustus. Augustus Goes South.
You want Augustus Goes South?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm Children of the Sea.
You're going to do Children of the Sea. All right. I have to actually write that one down because we're not doing one immediately afterwards. All right. We're going to Saturn for Superman's Secret Code this week.
He's all over the place.
You want to guess what this one is?
War bonds and stamps.
Nope.
Stamps and war bonds.
No. Strength, courage, and justice will see us through.
Huh. That's inspiring, huh?
And your money.
It wasn't pandering this time.
Yeah, well. Maybe we're starting to pull through at the end of the war. And we're like, oh, we got this one. Don't ask for no more stamps and war bonds.
It is the end of... We're getting close to the end of 42. We only got one more month left. But I don't think the war ended until 47, I want to say.
Wow. That's a long war.
For some reason, I thought 45. You might be right with 47. I don't know.
Might be 46. I don't remember off the top of my head. The history class was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
September 1st, 1939, it started and ended September 2nd, 1945.
45.
45.
All right, in that case, Uncle Chris.
Here we go.
Why don't you discuss... Lumpy, what are you doing?
He's building a house. Don't worry, he's fine.
The cats are attacking the water bottle. I moved it. Go on.
Anyway, Uncle Chris, why don't you discuss what this opening splash page is?
Okay, I'm a little confused with this splash page, but we got a giant Joker standing in front of like a blue hole on the background of a yellow background, which is really weird. And Batman and Robin are tiny again, but then Joker's got I see what it is. Joker's got presents wrapped on strings, yes, and he's holding them over people on the ground. It's not a canon splash page, but it does tell part of the story on this one.
Okay.
You got it? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they got the car present and the present. We're going to find out about all the presents soon.
Yes.
All the presents. All the
pointless presents.
All the four presents. But what is going on in this splash page, the hole in the background? What is that background?
I don't know what the hole is. Is it a porthole? Right?
It's a yellow background with a circle like outlined in blue, and then the middle's a black hole. I don't get it.
Maybe they're going down a slide.
Who's going down a slide?
Maybe that hole leads to a slide, like in those McDonald playground things.
Oh, yeah. Does it smell like children in there? Because them things always stunk like sweaty kids when you were in there, too. They were gross.
Why were you in there?
I had a child, and she played by herself, so I had to go in and get her when I would be standing there. And I'm like, come on! And she's like, no, I'm not coming. And I'm like, now I'm going to come in and drag you out of there. And I'd have to crawl through the tubes. So you smelled
like a sweaty child.
And then I came out and smelled like a sweaty child, too, yes.
Yes.
And you always crawl through something that's, like, wet, and it's like, I don't know what that was.
What was that?
Yeah. And my kid would always give me an argument because she wasn't ready to go, so it would be like, get out of there. No. And now I'm crawling through Chuck E. Cheese and McDonald's and everything else. All
right. I know your pain.
Anything else to talk about that splash page?
No. Did I miss something?
No. I was just asking.
Joker's got giant eyebrows for some reason, but other than that, and some guyliner on, but that's it.
So we open up with the Joker playing solitaire, I guess, with Jokers in the deck. And then a mailman delivers a radio without a loudspeaker to one guy that says it's a gift from the Joker, a car with only three wheels to another guy, a telescope without a lens to another guy, and a clock without an hour, like the hour arm, to another guy.
Yeah, hour hand, yeah.
And so the narrator tells us the Joker's off again. Can you match wits with the Master of Crime? Can you guess before the Batman does the motive for these queer gifts?
I want to say it so bad. How could you know? How could you figure this out on your own?
Yeah, I was about to ask, did any of you figure it out? Because I sure as hell didn't.
No, how could you? Like, you don't know these people. I don't know these people. How would I know about these people's... I don't even want to say
I read the whole comic and still don't get it.
Well, and it's dumb, too, by the way.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
So, we'll get there. Yeah. Anyway, Bruce Wayne is at the carnival with his girlfriend, Linda Page, I guess.
Yeah. And he's back with her.
Yep. And he sucks at carnival games, apparently. But Linda's
everybody sucks at carnival games. Nobody wins carnival games.
Yeah, but I think he's Batman, so he's just an act.
Oh, he's purposely not doing it.
He's purposely being bad at it, like a Clark Kent situation.
I'm sure the world's greatest detective could figure out what kind of scam they got going there and fix it. Right.
And plus, with the next thing, where Linda Page wants to go onto the parachute jump, and as they're going up, Bruce is like, this is really high, pretending to be scared of heights. So
yeah, she calls him a sissy, too.
Yep.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't know if I would trust that parachute jump the way this thing looks. Is that how they are these days?
I've never seen one again, but they used to have one at Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey. And it kind of did look like this. Because they take you up and they drop you down, and this parachute would pop open and slowly take you down.
It looks dangerous.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know that I would ride it now. Well, I also won't ride those swings at the carnival anymore, or at the amusement parks. I'm not riding them swings with the chains that hold you on. No way. And that's what this pretty much is too. You were hanging from underneath the parachute. The parachute had holes in it, the one I remember, but it would puff up and kind of slow you down as you went down the thing.
Right, because you're actually on cables.
It's cables. Yeah, it's all cables. Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, they go on the ride, and they get stuck! So they're trapped up there. So the cops, I guess, throw a rope up there and give them sandwiches and a radio microphone.
It says one insane hour later, sandwiches and a mic are hauled up to the pair. And
Mike, M-I-K-E.
Yeah, that's another thing. I read that like four times. I guess they mean microphone?
They do.
Yeah, but this is 1940. Did they have portable microphones that can transmit? No,
there must be a wire that's like all the way down to the ground, right?
That's what I thought. I thought it was very strange.
Yeah, it's weird.
Anyway, Linda tells who, because they're not talking to anyone specific. I guess they're over the radio.
That's what I was thinking too. They're broadcasting it.
And they're like, and Linda's like, if any of my family are listening, I'm going to be late for supper. And then Bruce tells Dick he's going to be late for supper too. But oh no, Bruce sees the bat signal, but he's trapped up there. How is he going to get to do that? So he falls off the
yeah, I'll tell you how I'm going to do it. I'm going to make this woman think I'm going to die. That's how I'm going to do it.
Because he unbuckles his seatbelt. It just drops out of the sky.
And when I first saw that, I'm like, oh my God, is he going to let her think that he died?
Well, it's actually kind of worse than that. Because
hey, he leaves her there.
Yeah, he abandons her completely up there by herself.
Yeah. Hold on, we're not there yet, though.
Well, why does she think his seatbelt's unbuckled?
Maybe she just thought it broke.
Oh, maybe.
That does happen. Seatbelts do break.
It can happen.
It's happened to me. Like when I crashed my first car, my seatbelt broke and I hit the windshield.
Nice. That sucks. So, I like that. He yells, Linda, I'm falling.
Yeah, but he grabs a cable and slowly climbs down. He says he pretends to be scared, but that's an impressive feat for a billionaire who supposedly does nothing.
Right.
Yeah, billionaire playboy who said he was afraid of heights before they went up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, he gets down and the cops are like, somebody call him a taxi to take him home. And he's like, what about the girl? We got it. Go home. And he gets in a taxi and just leaves her there. She's stuck up there for who knows how long.
And I thought maybe the bat signal was to send them there to, like, save the people that were on the parachutes. No, he never
comes back. Me too.
Yeah.
Nope. There's other things we need to do. Thanks for your cameo, Linda. We're moving on.
Yeah.
So Batman swings over to Commissioner Gordon's. And Commissioner Gordon tells him that the Joker is back, and he gave people presents. And Batman says he's going to... pretty much. And Batman says he's going to figure it out. And then we cut over to Joker, who is breaking into... I don't know where he's breaking into. Some department store.
What a haul. It was easy, too, but I don't know. Yeah, robbing a store, officer.
Yeah, an officer shows up, and he tells him he's robbing the store. And then he knocks out the officer because he's a cop in the GCPD and they get away with it.
Yeah,
the morning comes, and of course Bruce finds out about this by reading the newspaper, because that's how he finds out all of his stuff. What is the snap down here? I didn't get this. What is he snapping?
I think Robin's just snapping his fingers, right?
Oh, because he says he thinks it was an inside job.
Yeah, like I got it.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Okay, I see.
And then Bruce is like, hey, well, the guy that owned that store was one of the people that got the present. Mm. And then night comes and Batman and Robin show up at a different camera store, I guess? Because I guess cameras are valuable because of the war, apparently.
If they say nobody's making cameras anymore because of the war or something, that's a weird statement, too.
Yeah, well, the Joker and his goons sneak in through barrels that were placed there by the owner. And, like, the clerk there is like, I wonder why these barrels are for. And then Joker comes out and beats him up. But Batman and Robin show up, and they get into a fight.
But they don't tell you how Batman and Robin knew where they're going to be at the camera store, right?
Well, he deduced that it was going to be one of the guys who got the present.
Who got the gift. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because they did say that. that the owner was one of the guys who got a gift.
And then Robin rolls a barrel at some guy. There's a fight. There's a trolley out of nowhere for some reason.
It's like a cart that they must push cameras around on, I guess. I don't know.
And then Batman... Yeah,
it looked like one of those railroad carts again.
It did at first. It looked like one of those pump carts.
And then Batman knocks out the Joker, and they capture the Joker.
The end.
And they put him in, I guess, a Commissioner Gordon's van or something, because that does not look like the Batman.
No, what? They're just driving a random car at this point.
Yeah, but it looks like a van, so maybe it's like a police car? I don't know.
Yeah, it almost looks like a hearse or something. It's definitely more van than car.
Yeah, and the Joker's like further back away from them, too.
Yeah.
Weird. So they have the Joker in the back of this car, but apparently he managed to palm acid in his hand. I don't know how he's carrying acid in the palm of his hand, but it's
camera acid or some shit, right? It's like the developing acid. Okay, developing acid.
Yeah.
And so Batman and Robin get a flat tire, I guess.
No, he thinks he's got a flat tire.
Oh, no. It sounds like a flat tire, but Batman... And Robin asks, should we keep going? But Batman says, no, we can't afford the waste rubber for our government.
He definitely mentions he can't waste nothing for the government.
So we're going
to must have a cop car then, right? Because it's a government car.
I guess. But he's going to stop and make sure that this tire didn't get flat.
So did they get tricked because the Joker was just like making a thumping sound on the ground? Is that how they got tricked? Like, was Joker banging on the back of the car to make it sound like a flat tire?
No, I don't think so. It doesn't say that.
So, I don't know, though. Because the Joker has got it out of his handcuffs.
Well, he does melt his bonds, but it just says bang.
Yeah, so was the Joker making that noise in the back?
I don't know, because it doesn't say.
Right, so why don't
they never say if they had a flat tire or not?
Right.
No, but because Batman gets out and Robin Joker hits Robin in the back of the head with something. I don't know what that is.
It's a gun.
No.
How did he get a gun if it's a gun?
It does look like a gun, and I don't know where it came from.
He was just tied up, and there's no way Batman and Robin didn't check him.
Yeah.
So, but he hits Robin back in the head, kicks Robin out of the car, and steals the car and gets away because. Because Batman and Robin are stupid. It's so much so that Batman's like, kick me in the butt, and Robin kicks him in the butt.
I read that one a couple times, too. He's like, Robin, kick me in the pants and do it without asking any questions. So Robin kicks him in the pants, and he's like, because I fell for the oldest one of all time, and I've fallen for it. So yeah, he must have been like, pretending like there was like a flash bulb.
He dropped a bulb. I didn't catch that the first time I read it either, and I see it now.
He thought he had a blowout because Joker dropped he palmed a flashbulb and some acid, I guess?
No, that doesn't make any sense either, because they're outside of the car. He found the flashbulb on the ground. The Joker was bound. There are no windows in the back that we can see.
Don't know. Yeah, but Batman's got the flashbulb in his hand and said that was the oldest trick of all time.
Which means he found it outside. Because he didn't have time to check the car because Joker stole the car.
I'll tell you what's worse. The first time I was reading this, I thought Batman pulled that flashbulb out of his pants after Robin kicked him.
I'm like, he broke the flashbulb in his butt.
In his pants, right. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here. I had to go back and read it again. I still didn't get it because I thought he was making a banging sound to make him think they had a flap, but apparently he popped a flashbulb somewhere out the window. I don't know.
This whole scene makes no sense. Yeah. Batman and Robin walk home, I guess.
Right.
And they go meet the first guy that they, that got a present. And Batman shoots a gun right next to his ear.
Let me show you something. Boom.
Yeah. And the guy's like, what are you doing? And Robin's like, what the hell are you doing, Batman? And they just leave.
And he won't tell Robin what's going on. He just keeps doing it.
Yeah, so he goes to the next guy with a slingshot and shoots the guy who got the car in the leg and just leaves. Robin's like, what are you doing? Now,
at this point, were we supposed to figure this out from this stuff?
Well, I figured out that the guy had a false leg.
Yeah, but
But we're supposed
to know that these people have disabilities.
Yeah, you know? I didn't know what that had to do with anything. I'm like, okay, he hit this guy in a false leg. What does that have to do with anything, Batman?
Right. And then the next one's really dumb.
So yeah, he goes to the guy with the telescope and shines the flashlight on the telescope, and then in the guy's face, and just leaves.
And then Robin's like, what are you doing? What is wrong with you?
And then at the final guy, he's like, he doesn't play any tricks. He's just like, do you have an artificial arm? And Robin's like, what? And he's
he does play a trick. He throws the clock on the guy's arm.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he drops the heavy clock right on the guy's arm. And he's like, oh, that's all right. It didn't hurt me.
I just thought it was tipped over. I didn't even notice.
He chucks it on his hand.
Yeah, because he has it in the panel before.
He says, oops, sorry, Butterfingers, and drops it on the guy's hand.
What happens if he was wrong?
It's so stupid.
Anyway, we get the explanation that all these guys were in an accident, which one guy has is death in one ear. One guy had a false eye. The other guy had a false leg. And this guy has a false arm because of this accident.
But Batman's being a jerk. Like, he's shooting it right by the guy's face. Anyway,
I know. It's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
But what's even worse is these guys were apparently in an explosion that got a thing. But this, because of their injuries, they'll be ruined?
Yeah, they couldn't tell anybody?
Yeah, because the Joker apparently found out about this explosion and is blackmailing them for their information.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Is it? Were they that?
I'm going to tell everyone that you have a fake leg and a fake arm.
Yeah.
Wait. But it says the two others were killed and they were blamed for it all. But then they were finally cleared and they didn't want to have the stigma with them.
Okay. But they were cleared.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you go to the cops and say, hey, Joker's blackmailing me.
Yeah.
And can you keep this out of the papers? Because we learned from the last Batman issue that they like to cover up stuff, so...
They just cover stuff up.
Whatever. Anyway, Joker shows up at the place because I guess he's checking up on the guy. And every other time they're encountered with guns, you know, Batman and Robin can fight. But no, they just get handcuffed to a radiator.
What does he do? He points the gun at Robin and says, don't move or the kid gets it?
Yeah, well... So the one guy did. Joker looks like he's pointing the gun at Batman.
Right. So they're like, uh-oh, I guess we can't fight these guns after we fought all the guns in the world, but...
Right, so they all get handcuffed to a radiator. The largest green radiator that I've ever seen.
It's a big radiator. It changes in size, too, a couple times.
And it's weird. It changes in position, too.
Yeah. It's against the wall. It's not against the wall.
Yeah, I'm confused at the angle in the first panel. They're looking up from under the floor.
Yeah.
Maybe they forgot to build the wall.
Maybe.
And then Joker sets a time bomb to kill them all.
Of course he does.
And then just leaves.
Yeah, he don't want to see anybody get killed. He just wants to do it when he's not there.
But it's a good thing this guy has a false arm because Batman can't reach the time bomb. And he just rips off his false arm because Joker didn't know that he had a false arm. Isn't that the whole reason why you're being blackmailed?
It is. And he gave him a clock with one arm on it, so apparently he knew something.
So he handcuffed the false arm to the radiator instead of the actual arm, and lets the guy get free, and the guy kicks the time bomb out into the street, which I'm assuming blows up, like, cars and the next door neighbor.
No, it looks like, if you go to the next panel, it looks like it barely made it out the window, and it blows up the entire wall.
Yeah, because it's actually what frees them from the radiator.
So they're lucky it didn't hit the street and blow up neighbors and children and shit.
Yeah. Anyway, false arm guy says Joker was going to kill his wife. That's why he gave him the safe tool that has diamonds in it, I guess, because this is the Joker, at the aircraft factory where he works because of drilling reasons. And so Joker goes to open the safe, but Batman and Robin show up. In time, I guess there was only like 3 minutes passed between all that happened. And then there's a big fight scene in the aircraft thing, you know. We get stages of the fight for some reason.
Yeah, it's very weird. I think it's stages of the building of the airplanes.
Yeah. So it's like an airplane museum. And it's the way that the museum, so like they're at the first part, it's almost like they give you a tour of the museum.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's really weird.
Because at first they're chasing Joker over the quarry over tail production line.
Yes.
It's not a museum. It says it's a plant. It's a
making
factory. Yeah.
And what they're doing is just basically teaching people about how they're building these warplanes for the war.
Weird.
And the stage two, they're fighting on the outboard wing panels of the plane. Then stage three, they're on the slant of the wing fighting. And then Robin's on a tire in stage four. Then stage five, they're
engines.
Joker's running by some engines. Stage four. And then he climbs up into a plane, the Joker does, and flies away. The end. Joker gets away.
Well, he also mentions he'll bring the bomber back so he can drop a few eggs on those Japs.
Yeah, we gotta get that war reference in.
Yeah, the war reference and the racist reference in this one. Japs. So.
But yeah, Joker just gets in the plane and flies away, and Batman says he'll be back. The end.
Yeah, Batman doesn't. He's not worried about it. He's like, don't worry. He ain't going nowhere. We'll see him later.
I guess.
Yeah. You want to hear who's appearing in this one? Batman and Robin. James Gordon, Linda Page, the Joker, Gotham City Police Department. Then we got a bunch of single appearances. Charles Saunders, Bill, somebody named Bill, Mr. Fordnoy, Richard Morse, and Jim Brown.
They're all the guys that got presents.
Yes. Oh, is that who that is? And a bat signal, bat rope, you know. Same old, Gotham City Police Department headquarters. But that's it. That's all that's in this.
In the last issue, we got an advertisement for Batman number 13 where Robin leaves Batman. This time we get an advertisement for Batman number 14 for the case that Batman failed to solve.
This is spoilers. We are way ahead now. I don't like this.
Batman is really having a bad week over in Batman Comics.
In Batman Land.
Yeah. So... that's on sale on October 14th, which is weird because this was November.
No, because that's why we do it chronologically, kind of. Because kind we skipped, of. Yeah, we skipped
no,
Batman. That's the next one.
This issue of Detective Comic is November, but that's an advertisement for a Batman number 14 that comes out in October.
Oh, well, yeah, that's weird because in my book it's chronological and it doesn't have... 14 before this. That's weird. Yeah, that is weird.
No, this is the November issue, and it says the Batman number 14 on sale October 13th.
Well, this says the number 13 is the October-November issue. So when does that go on sale? In, you know, before October?
It looks like there might have been a misprint or something.
That's weird.
On sale October 14th. Batman number 14.
Batman 13 says October-November right on the cover.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the October-November issue.
Right. So what's the issue? That's the December issue that's coming out?
That December-January issue.
Wow.
So when did the Two-Face one come out?
The Two-Face issue?
The one we just read.
October. Remember I said it was spooky.
The actual October date or the...
Yeah, the actual date.
It just says October 1942.
Yeah, I'm just curious because that was released before Batman 13.
13, right.
Right.
Yeah, and then 69, the one we're doing now, would be after 13.
Right, exactly.
So what did you think of Green instead of Bill Finger? I wasn't super high. I liked the Joker, and I really didn't like the weird presents and things that we're supposed to try. When you tell me to try to figure something out, there's got to be a way that I can figure it out, right?
It was very uninspired, and this is the reason why they created the Riddler, so he can do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I didn't like it. And then the whole abandoning Lyndon Page in the first page of the thing was pointless. It's like,
and making you think you're going to fall to your death. That was kind of messed up.
It's like, why is this even here? Just to show that, because we haven't seen the page in like 6 issues.
And this guy just wanted to use the character, I feel like. It was just like, she was totally unnecessary.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's his first Batman comic, but he might have been in one of the other issues, but it wasn't groundbreaking by any least.
I definitely wouldn't say it was bad. Like, I don't think he did a bad job or anything. I think he did okay. I wasn't impressed either.
It was uninspired.
Yes.
I do feel like you can take any crappy story, throw it at Joker, and it makes it a little better, too. So.
Well, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Because if this was just some random guy, we'd be like, this is the worst comic ever.
Right, right. If it wasn't the Joker and Arrow, it would be like, this stinks.
My question for you on that is, do you think it had the same effect back then?
What, the Joker? Like,
yeah. The only reason I say that is he's very established for us.
Right.
So, like, the Joker's very well known. And I get it that he's, like, the big villain, but he's not that established right now.
No, but I do feel like at this point they are waiting for the Joker because they're throwing him in as much as they can at this point.
Right. He's all over it, but yeah. I think he's the most popular character they have at this point. Yeah. That's why he's in so many, and he's probably selling the most comics.
It's true.
He's not. I wouldn't say because he doesn't have the chops that he has in this day and age, but it's like he's the fad of the time.
I was gonna say he's still the draw for the comics. So
yeah. So they're just throwing him in wherever and whenever they can. Yeah, but I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's it. So here's a joke for you. Ready?
I don't want it.
this one's funny. I like this one. Batman and Joker are about to get into a brawl, right? So the Joker grabs a stick and draws a line in the dirt and says, "If you cross this line, I'll hit you in the face." That was the punchline. The punchline, because there's a line and he's going to punch him if he comes over.
Where's the joke?
That was the punchline.
That was a story.
That's a story. It's a pun. It's a pun.
It's not a pun. That's not a pun at all.
Maybe you should write your own Batman comic.
A pun is like we're reviewing a Howard a Duck comic and it's bad, and I say that's so foul. That's a pun.
Listen, you didn't get the funny part. Batman and a Joker are getting into a brawl. One Joker grabs a stick and draws a line in the dirt and says, "If you cross this line, I will hit you in the face." That was the punchline. That's the pun right there. The punchline is the pun. Because the punchline, it's a line that is a punch for it.
That's literally what it is. That's not a pun. That's literally exactly what it is.
It's also the part of the end of the joke is a punchline.
But it's not a joke. That's my point.
It's pretty punny.
It's not a joke and it's not a pun.
That was actually better. It's pretty punny.
Yeah, that one was better.
I liked that one.
But yeah, that wasn't a joke.
Bye.
Yeah. TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is @EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is @EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.